This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of reality checks and digital detox tips. Now put down your phones for a sec, yeah, I said it. This one's about taking a hard look at our relationship with screens, because let's face it, we're practically glued to them these days. From the moment we wake up to the second we hit the pillow, there's a constant stream of notifications, updates, and endless scrolling. But here's the thing. Ever feel like you're just existing in this digital world instead of truly living? You know that feeling when you spend hours on social media, only to realize you haven't actually accomplished anything meaningful? Or when your brain feels fried after a marathon gaming session? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why understanding our relationship with screens is crucial. It's about finding balance, reclaiming our time, and ultimately becoming the masters of our digital lives, not the other way around. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate this tricky terrain. First, we need to acknowledge the dopamine rush. Every notification, every like, every comment triggers a little hit of dopamine, the feel-good chemical in our brains. It's designed to keep us coming back for more, but it can quickly turn into an addiction. Think about it like this. Your phone is basically a slot machine, programmed to keep you hooked. Next, let's talk about FOMO, the fear of missing out. It's that nagging feeling that everyone else is having a better time, doing more exciting things, or achieving greater success. Social media often fuels this beast, showcasing carefully curated highlight reels that can leave us feeling inadequate and constantly striving for something more. Remember, those filtered photos and perfectly captioned posts rarely tell the whole story. Then there's the constant comparison game. Scrolling through feeds filled with perfect lives can seriously mess with our self-esteem. We start comparing ourselves to others, feeling like we're not good enough or that our own lives are lacking. But here's the truth. Everyone is on their own unique journey. Focus on your own path and celebrate your own achievements, big or small. Now, let's talk about boundaries. It's crucial to set limits on screen time and create designated phone-free zones in your life. This could mean turning off notifications after a certain hour, leaving your phone out of the bedroom, or designating specific times for social media use. You need these breaks to recharge and reconnect with the real world. Finally, remember to prioritize experiences over things. Sure, that new gadget might seem exciting, but investing in memories, relationships, and personal growth will bring far more lasting happiness. Think about it. Would you rather scroll through endless photos or actually be present at a life-changing event? Choose wisely. Okay, so imagine this. You're out with friends catching up over dinner. One person constantly checks their phone, interrupting the conversation to scroll through posts or respond to messages. It can be frustrating, right? Even though everyone is physically present, that person's focus isn't truly there. They're missing out on valuable connections and real-life experiences because they're stuck in the digital world. This isn't just a hypothetical scenario, it happens all the time. And it's a powerful reminder of why understanding our relationship with screens is so important. It's about being mindful, present, and intentional with our time. We need to reclaim those moments from the digital distractions and invest them in what truly matters. Meaningful connections, personal growth, and living life to the fullest. So remember these key takeaways. Recognize the dopamine rush, challenge FOMO, ditch the constant comparison game, set boundaries, and prioritize experiences. Let's make a conscious effort to use technology wisely, not let it control us. Ready to take action? Start by identifying your screen time culprits. Which apps or activities are sucking up the most of your precious hours? Then, set small but achievable goals to reduce your usage. Maybe it's turning off notifications during work hours, taking a tech-free break each day, or simply being more mindful about when and how you use your devices. Small steps lead to big changes, so don't get overwhelmed. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts, tips, and experiences with me on social media using #DigitalPoisonCure. Let's keep the conversation going and help each other navigate this digital landscape with intention and purpose. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital detox wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.